Let me see. Is that too much? Is that good? Okay. Sounds like a lot right here. But. Okay. So we're on our third go around on this. We're on paragraph 2, but let's go ahead and recap a little bit. Just kind of reiterate the goals we're going here for, but I think maybe just refocus a little bit. What I don't want to do is, in a time right now where everybody's crazy and their hair's on fire, to give you like more stuff to do and homework. So it's not another job to do. Mostly it's just the handout and stuff, the homework, so to speak, is to get you just like, think about our covenant. That way next week when we come together, we can share our thoughts on it. If you have any changes or ideas about like that. We are working on making something new we can go forward with. But the covenant we have here is something we've all agreed to, and we need to just know what's in it first. So we're seeking to understand it, kind of pull scripture from it, and go from there. But as we're going, just figures instead of just going around it 2 times, as we're seeking to understand and kind of remind ourselves what we agreed to as a church body, kind of tweaking things as we go and redoing things so it's not just like a covenant, but our covenant. So anyways, I don't want to overburden anybody. If it's too much to worry about or think about through the week, don't. Just come here, and then we'll, hopefully this setup works, and we can just kind of even make changes live and do it that way. So we're not like sorting through rewritten papers and stuff. So anyways, let's see. Yeah, so I didn't want to focus so much on the flaws of the old one. It has some, but it's still a good document with good wording and everything. But just something to rework as we go. So let's go ahead and go back over that first paragraph. Let's see, we have the original here. So let's go ahead and read that original, and then we'll go from there. So, having been led as we believe by the Spirit of God to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we do now in the presence of God, angels in this assembly, most solemnly and joyfully enter into the covenant with one another as one body in Christ. And again, there's no like glaring flaws or anything with that, but just as we went over last week, there's things I thought could be added. And mostly, the change I want to make most is using biblical language and adding scripture to it, because mostly, you know, what we have in common is our God and our Bible. And if we can agree on that, we should have a covenant we can also agree with, because it's also based on Bible. So we went through here, and this is what I ended up with. And that's the same thing I presented to you last week. So let's read through that real quick. And if we can get volunteers to pull up these scripture references, just as we go along. So if somebody wants to pull up Matthew 18:20, let's see. We'll read this, and then like if there's any sort of tweaks or anything, we can call this good enough. We'll get there. So in the presence of God, we're already at a scripture reference. Matthew 18:20. Let's read that. Candy? I do not think that's Matthew 18:20. Yeah. Yeah, Teresa.
For where 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst of them.
There we go. So, in the presence of God, because we're gathering together and agreeing together, we Christians, having been saved by grace through faith alone, who's got Ephesians 2, 8, and 9? Antoine.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourself, but it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen. Galatians 2:16. Jake.
Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith in Jesus Christ, even what we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
Amen. And in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ our Savior, Hebrews 9, 11, 12. Nancy.
But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, and made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
And baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let me do those real quick. Yeah, Matthew 28:19 for Luke.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
I think that was originally Spirit, but just to match Scripture more, change that to that. And then Acts 2:41, Candy.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
Right, there we go. And living and walking in the Spirit, Galatians 5:25, Jake again.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
There we go. Do covenant together as members in the body of Christ known as McGregor Road Baptist Church. 1 Corinthians 12. Actually, no, we're not going to read all 1 Corinthians 12. It's just the whole chapter kind of talks about the members of the body of Christ. You know, every joint supplieth and that whole thing there. But we can read Colossians 3:15. Teresa.
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful.
Amen. So, that's that rewritten first paragraph I have there. Did anybody have a chance to look over that? Does it look good? Are there more scripture references you want to add specifically? Anything that's like, we don't need that, remove that? Any changes or thoughts? But Luke?
I didn't write anything down, but I like it. I think just the part that says, let me start again. How about in the presence of the Lord Jesus? Just to be more explicit.
Yes, okay.
Yes, he is God, but that verse reference is basically
that,
talking about him, you know, like.
Yeah, that's a good catch.
There I am in the midst of them.
Yeah, good.
And,
that's what I'm talking about.
The part of, like, we Christians, it is, sounds kind of clunky. I don't know if you, like what you said about things being like a given.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, I was thinking maybe, I don't even know if we need that. It's like kind of a given that we're
Christians,
right?
But
I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right.
Christians haven't been saved the same thing.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to figure out how to rephrase that.
We haven't been saved through the faith.
Okay, we can remove that.
Unless you want this answer.
I mean, I would sure hope we're Christians.
Just,
if we're
covered. Yeah, you can delete we too. Just in the presence of the Lord Jesus, having been saved by grace and faith.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, make it more concise. All right.
Well. Yeah, I'm sorry, I guess there was one other.
Okay.
I would really like what Galatians says.
You don't, or you do?
I do.
Well, if he said didn't like something in the Bible,
yeah,
I wouldn't have.
Throw me out if I said
yeah,
I
yeah.
But I was almost thinking it says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, and we might be justified by the faith of Christ.
The faith of Christ alone?
Maybe like having been saved by grace through faith and justified by the faith of Christ.
Okay.
I said, I don't mean to be like, I'm going to say pedantic, but like, if we're using scripture and just quoting it, it doesn't say faith alone. It says faith, but I mean, we can leave faith alone there, I think, but through faith alone and by, as it, just use that exact phrase, by the faith of, and justified by the faith of Christ.
Through faith alone and justified. Does it say through or by?
Is it by and justified by the faith of Christ?
All right, that'll work. Yeah. Does it say Christ? It just seems kind of repetitive as it's down here, but that's fine.
His redemptive work.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Brother John has some.
Yeah, let me do that. Yeah, make it a little shorter, too. I like shorter. Yes. Work.
Is it because
what if we did?
Oh, yeah, we should do that.
What if you did save? I'm trying to think of that. Because you got saved by grace through faith and justified by the faith.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
Justified.
Saved by grace and justified by the faith of Christ.
Yeah.
So, like, you can delete through faith alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to put faith of Christ alone? The only reason I really want to put that in there is because, you know, just because there's so much, like, you know, workspace stuff we want to emphasize,
right.
We do it alone. We don't have to, but I like it, though.
That's what the Reformers believed. Amen.
All right. We'll believe that.
Grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, for the glory of God alone.
All right. It's baptism. Okay. And Brother John.
You got a beautiful string of phrases there, but you don't have a complete sentence because you've done away with your subject.
Yes.
In the presence of the Lord Jesus, and then you have
that's why I had to be Christian.
You don't have a subject. You need we, having been saved by grace and all, because
or
who's doing all the acting down at the rest
of it? The presence of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we do. There we go.
There you go.
We.
All right. Does it your hand? No. Everything else look good? And this isn't like stamp, we're done. Like, we can always come back to this. And I would like to, once we get the whole document done, just like revise it again or look over it again, too. So, not the last time we'll see that.
How about.
It is one long sentence, yes.
To make it flow better, we could say, having been saved by grace. Through the redemptive work. I'll think about it some more. I'm sorry.
We can always come back.
Yeah.
Okay. It's good enough for right now?
Yep.
Okay. All right, we can move on. All right. So I'm back for that. All right, so let's move on. Oh, where did I put my notes? There's some notes. There's some more notes. There's some more notes. Here we go. Okay, so paragraph 2, supporting the church and its function. Let's actually go back and read paragraph 2 real quick. All right, who wants to read this top paragraph here? All right, Ms. Nancy.
We engage, therefore, by the aid of the Holy Spirit to walk together in Christian love. We strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort, to promote its prosperity and spirituality, to sustain its worship, ordinances, discipline, and doctrines. We contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of the ministry, the expenses of the church, the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations.
Man. All right, let's go down here to where I made some notes and stuff. Paragraph 2. Okay, so here's just kind of my thoughts on that. And of course, we can get everybody else's thoughts on here too. So, we engage therefore, wordy, why therefore? We engage by the aid of the Holy Spirit. I was going to remove that little phrase, by the Holy Spirit, because we kind of had that same sentiment in the first paragraph. To walk together in Christian love. I wanted to get scripture references for that, which I did later. We strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort. I don't really know why that's in there. Holiness and comfort. I guess holiness, but comfort. I don't really know where that's from. Maybe there's, I mean, I don't, I can't.
2 Corinthians. We comfort others with the same comfort wherewith we're comforted of God.
Okay, well, we could put that in there. I wasn't sure if that was like church focused or anything though, but yeah, I put a question mark because I'm like, why is that in there? Promotes prosperity, again. Yes, in a sense, we want to prosper, but usually when you hear prosperity, it's, you know, more like, in my opinion, like money focused, stuff like that. So why is it in there? And we can add or remove that, whatever. In spirituality, to sustain its worship, ordinance, discipline, and doctrines, we contribute cheerfully and regularly, and I want to put scripture in there, to the support of the ministry, the expenses of the church, and relief of the poor. And not that that's bad or wrong, but is this our mission as a church, and has it been ever? And yeah, we've given like meals at Thanksgiving time to the homeless and poor, but I mean, is that something we focus on as a church? It doesn't seem so. I'm not sure why that's in there. And the spread of the gospel through all nations, which I think should be our focus. So before we move on to like what I rewrote, is there any other thoughts about this? I can note real quick.
My honest thoughts on that is just fine as it is, but
okay.
As far as like the relief of the poor or whatnot, I mean, we also got to think about the ideal, you know. I mean, like, I think when I read through the covenant before and it talks about we maintain family devotion, mm-hmm. you know, does everybody in here maintain family devotion? Do they do it like on a daily basis as it's typically thought of, you know? So in a sense, it kind of reminds me, like, are we, I mean, it's like God presents himself as a father to the fatherless and a reliever, you know, like a judge of the widows, you know, and we're supposed to be followers of God as dear children. You know, James talks about pure and undefiled religion before God and the fatherless is to visit the fatherless in their affliction and widows, you know, and keep oneself unspotted by the world. So, that may be not one of our main things that we do all the time, but is it part of the aspect of what a church should be engaged in?
The joy banks kind of are that way too. I mean, it's a gospel, but it's also giving to the poor.
That's true.
So, yeah.
And I just remind one thing I don't think we actually realize is that, because it doesn't get a lot of publicity, so to speak, is that there are actually, I mean, we'll probably know this more now as in the position that we're in, but from my understanding, there's been, and Brother John can probably speak for this too, there's been a lot of people that have contacted us, you know, and probably do throughout the year for help, you know. And we have talked about, you know, helping people with Thanksgiving, helping people with their bills, things like that.
Okay. We can definitely add that back in.
So what?
So let me go to mine real quick and add that in there.
What are you saying? We should add something to this?
No.
Well, leave
no.
that, because in mine, I think I removed leave that part because I wasn't sure why that was in there, but we can definitely add that back in.
Brother Kyle was saying he didn't know why the relief of the poor was in there because that didn't really seem like a mission of our church.
I'll put a note here.
Well, that's what Christ taught.
Right. I'm just saying this.
I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it the way it stands. I think if you're not careful,
still.
You run the risk if you're talking about indeed.
What is wrong with my fingers? I'm typing weird. Okay.
If you start putting in too many details, you're going to have a document that nobody can subscribe to because they don't all do it every day. So is the intent to create a document that's a guiding piece for us and an outline of what we should do, or is it an intent to create a document that we can't possibly all achieve and maintain? That's why I say I wouldn't get too detailed with it.
Yeah.
It's not the Bible, but this is our guideline.
Yeah.
I wasn't recommending we put daily devotions in there, but yeah, I'm just saying what's typically thought of, at least when I read that phrase, it was like maintaining family devotions. It was like, well, when is that except for every day, you know? But, I mean, yeah, I think even in that statement, it's kind of like the ideal. Do we relieve the poor every single week? No, but, you know, is that kind of at least something in our heart that we want to exhibit as far as, I guess, what Sister Teresa's raising her hand already? Go.
Well, I was just thinking, even as because we're the church as an individual, there's times where maybe one of us may be helping somebody else without even the whole church knowing.
Right.
So
yeah. So what was that scripture reference for that one you gave? I'll add it back in there.
Say what?
Yeah, you mentioned a scripture for that as well.
Oh, probably more in like the old covenant. But that actually, oh, wait a second. I just thought
of one. Oh, it was Father, listen, what it was.
Yes.
I'll add that in there. I'll look that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually what Paul said. I think he used that exact phrase.
Okay. I'll look that up. Cool. All right. So, real quick, before we get to in there, let me just read real quick what I came up with, and we can just use the original as a basis if we don't want to change it much and just modify that, or we can go with this one. It's all whatever. So, let's go ahead and, yes?
That's Galatians 2:10, he says, only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Well, we'll add that back in there then. All right, so just there's my thoughts on there. We don't have to read all the scripture references, but we'll just read that real quick. So we as a local church body, and I try to put like kind of doctrine in there as we go, just emphasizing local church. We don't have to have it in there, we can remove it. We as a local church body for the advancement of the gospel of Christ commit to be unified in love and purpose, seek to grow the church and its members in reputation, holiness, and knowledge of the scriptures. I tried to, because, I didn't want to focus so much on, I hear advancement of the church and prosperity, and I think, instead of the church, yes, the church, the church and its members, individually. As we got in here, reputation, holiness, knowledge of the scriptures, I was kind of reminded of the qualifications of a bishop and stuff, but I didn't want to go down that rabbit trail too much. So just kind of reiterated those ones a little bit. So reputation, holiness, and knowledge of the scriptures. We support the church's functions by giving regularly and cheerfully toward the work of the ministry and the expenses of the church. We promote the church's spirituality by regularly gathering to worship. I added that Hebrews 10:25. That's right. Keeping the ordinances and maintaining sound doctrine. So there's a couple things I probably could mix and match. There's a couple things I really think are important, sound doctrine, ordinance is already in there. The regularly gathering the worship that Teresa brought out when we first started. I think that definitely needs to be in here somewhere because that's nowhere to be found. You can either mix and match some of these a little bit or just stick with this one and add a few things that I think are missing, or we can go with my thoughts on that. If anybody else also took the time to rewrite or look over it or whatever. Thoughts on that? Where should we go? Should we start with the original and kind of add things, or go with kind of the rework and modify it, or
loop? I really like the original. I think it would be good to keep it and then find the verse. So for instance, with prosperity, I actually thought about 3 John 1:2. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth.
Well, let me replace mine with that one then. Now, if everybody wants to do that, do I want to go with the original or?
I wouldn't delete all that because you got some good references there.
This is it's the copy paste.
Oh, that's the group, okay.
Yeah, that's the group one. So, I think we can just get rid of this because that's just extra words for no reason. Engage by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, and we'll put the scripture references back in there. Okay, so we'll keep Relief of the Four and we'll add scripture to that. Let me just get rid of this thought here. Okay. Now I'll put add scripture. Okay, so. And do we want to keep this in there? I generally removed that just because we basically already said that in the first paragraph. By the aid of the Holy Spirit. We don't need to say we're led by the Holy Spirit in every sentence. Just my thought.
Well, I don't know if it says aid. It does says led by. I mean, it's the same thing.
Led by and walking in the Spirit. I think it's close enough. Again, I don't think we need to say it in every paragraph. All right, we engage to walk together in Christian love, and then I have some of that in here. Let's see. Yeah, I changed that to unified in love and purpose. And I have the scripture references. So, how do we want to phrase that?
As far as unified in love and purpose?
Love and purpose, or the original walk together in Christian love. I thought just to be more clear, commit to be unified in love and purpose. Yeah, we can read those real quick. Here's the ones I found related to that. So we have Colossians 2:2. Let's pull that up real quick and get somebody for Ephesians 2:2-5 and Ephesians 4:16. Colossians 2:2. Yes.
It says that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance and understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. And of the Father and of Christ.
Oh, well, there's a where that comfort comes in. I don't know.
Amen.
Yeah, I couldn't find that before. Amen. Yeah, I couldn't find that before, so I removed it in mine. We can add that back in. All right. What is that comfort? So do we want to do together in Christian love or unified, or how do we want to phrase that? Okay. We engage to walk together in Christian love, and Ephesians 2:2-5. Let's get that one. Antoine.
Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the powers of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us.
That doesn't sound like that relates. I must have been messing up or something. Let me make sure I'm not crazy. Hold on. Ephesians, what was that, 2? Yeah. Yeah, never mind. I don't know why I put that in there. That don't make sense. That's the wrong scripture reference.
So you're trying to contrast it with how we used to walk.
Yeah, I appreciate your confidence in why I picked that, but I'm not confident why I picked that one. All right, Ephesians 4:16. Candy?
From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the affectional working in the measure of every part, making increase the body of edifying
unto the edifying
of itself in love.
There we go. And that verse is probably is partly why I put as a church body. So I wanted to emphasize that. But we don't have to put that in there either. So we can say just engage to walk together in Christian love. If we want to. Good? Too much? Here, there should be a comment over here. Christian love as one body. Okay. All right, so let's see. So the original has, we strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort, which we know why comfort's in there now, so we can just go ahead and, there we go. And to promote its prosperity and spirituality. And let's just pause right there. Are we okay with that phrasing? Because when I rewrote mine, I wanted to focus more on the church and its members, and then kind of be more specific. the member should have good reputation, holiness, and knowledge of the scriptures. Those were just my thoughts on there. But should we change this wording, or is it okay?
I like that idea. What about when it says this church saved the members of this church?
The advancement of the members of this church?
Or the members of our church. It's more personal.
All right. And so here it has in, where's my mouse at? Where'd you go?
It's all over the place.
There it is, okay. It doesn't contrast. I try to make it red so it contrasts. So this has in knowledge, holiness, and comfort. I changed that to reputation, holiness, and knowledge of the scriptures. I mean, we can just always mix and match too. So we can do knowledge.
In case you lost track of time.
Oh, yeah, I noticed the time. So, unfortunately, this went really fast. So, we can do knowledge of God, knowledge by itself, knowledge of the scriptures. I mean, I don't necessarily.
Yeah, I think it's good. If you put just like a verse reference there, that.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, we'll throw them there. Holiness, comfort. Do we want to add reputation or not worry about adding that? I mean, we, I don't know, it's not really up to me to give Luke a good reputation, I guess. I shouldn't speak evil of him, but yeah, maybe we don't need that in there. And I'm just going to put a star here so I know where we're kind of stopped. And usually. Okay, holiness and comfort.
Change up the word reputation for conduct.
Sounds like a good idea.
Advancement of the members of our church and knowledge, holiness, comfort, and conduct. Advancement of the members of our church and conduct. I think it's the same thing as reputation. I guess my original thought was we wanted to have a good reputation, but this is like, we're striving to advance somebody's reputation, which maybe doesn't really make sense.
You can help their conduct. That was my line of thinking.
If we strive towards all those things, we'll have a good reputation.
Okay. Let me just put...
In other words, it goes without saying.
I'll just look more into, see if we can find scripture for that one. Okay, so we kind of stopped halfway through there. So I guess this week, if somebody wants to... If we want to look over just a little bit of that, when we get time to do that and come back with thoughts, we'll finish out paragraph 2 and see what we come up with. If anybody wants my suggested rework, just to kind of see the scriptures I pulled out of it, I can get you a printout of that or send it over Telegram or something. But yeah, we'll continue on the rest of this one and we'll kind of get a semi-final draft of that. And we'll go on to the third paragraph next week. So, ready, break. Let's pray real quick, and then we'll get more into that next week.